The New York Nonprofit Press, the industry standard for nonprofits, is a must-read for over 20,000 New York City and state executives. Those who know the nonprofit world count on the NYNP to deliver breaking news and get messages across into the nonprofit industry. Ads can be placed in our paper, daily emails, or on our website. For more information, visit nynp.biz or email publisher@nynp.biz. The New York Nonprofit Press, serving people who serve people.
And welcome back. This is Laura Palker with 100 Women Who Care About Long Island. And we are so happy to be talking with our next guest, Donna DeSousa Schmidt from Maggie's Mission. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, so happy to have you on this morning. Tell us a little bit about Maggie's Mission and why it was created.
We started Maggie's Mission in the fall of 2017 after our only daughter, Maggie, passed away on June 1st of 2017 from malignant rhabdoid tumors. It was a very rare and aggressive cancer that came on suddenly. And unfortunately, despite treatment, took Maggie's life within 10 months of diagnosis.
That was certainly a horrific thing to be able to experience, but I have to say selfless and in honoring her and being able to provide services for others. And that's really something that's so so prevalent on Long Island. This community is amazing.
Yes, it is.
What are the long-term goals of your organization?
Our long-term goal is to find gentler therapies and treatments for pediatric cancers so children have better outcomes.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit more about that in terms of the treatments and what are they like today, and is there sufficient research in being able to accomplish that?
No, not currently. Today, only 4% of many, many dollars the government spends annually on cancer research is actually directed towards treating childhood cancers. And when Maggie was in treatment, we were told by the main oncologist, pediatric oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering, about that news. And it was quite shocking, obviously, to hear that. So there's a lot of, you know, small nonprofits out there that fundraise to, you know, try and change that. To A, raise awareness of pediatric cancers, and B, raise, you know, more money that, you know, to help find cures.
Right, right. And, you know, it's raising awareness. I have become acutely aware of how much we don't know. Certainly during this pandemic, it's allowed us to slow down a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And to be a little more present in our communities and have bring to light some good things and bring to light some not good so good things. And I think that, you know, when we sit there and we realize, you know, we have a thought that there's much more being directed with the billions of dollars that are raised for cancer. Research, you have a thought that there's a lot more, and to hear these numbers is a bit staggering.
It is.
So what's been the impact of Maggie's Mission?
Well, since starting our foundation, we've held a bunch of different fundraisers that have helped us raise over $1 million. Our community has helped us with, you know, small fundraising events. We've held some big fundraising events, like we held a race every year, Maggie's Mile, on New Year's Day. We've done Maggie's Challenge in the local schools where kids participate and raise money for every challenge completed. These are sort of things that Maggie liked to do. We've held a gala around the time of Maggie's passing the first 2 years after we started our foundation. And we've been able to raise quite a bit of money towards research. About $850,000 of that has gone towards funding research at Memorial Sloan Kettering using Maggie's actual tumor samples and samples from other children towards finding cures and treatments for this disease.
That is nothing short of miraculous. And the now, how has the COVID affected the fundraising efforts for the foundation?
Yeah, it's been a tough year. I'm sure everybody knows that it's a tough year for all of us for so many reasons. But we've had to cancel most of our fundraising events because they are in-person events. We've tried to switch to virtual online fundraising, but it's not, easy to do so, to pivot like that. Although we did turn the race this year, we held virtually for the week of the end of December into January 1st. And we were able to raise a fair amount of money that week online with virtual races. So that was kind of interesting that we were still able to, to have that event and be successful.
So what did you do with the virtual races?
Well, people, we use a company called Elite Feats, and they, people would register. They received a Maggie's Mission custom mask, which are still available on our website, which is maggiesmission.org. And they would send out, people would register, they would get a mask and a bib in the mail, and they would go out and run a mile and post their times using this platform and pictures of themselves completing the mile. And they had the option to donate additional funds besides the registration fee. And it was just nice. It was a fun community event.
That sounds fantastic. And I'll bet you that a lot of people were enjoying getting out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good motivation.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We always, the race is always a great thing because it is on New Year's Day and it starts a little bit later to allow for, people staying up late. And it's been quite successful over the past couple of years, but obviously this year and last year were different.
And where is the race held?
It's at Sunken Meadow Park usually, but the virtual race, people could do it, anywhere really. So it was a bit like touch and go. We weren't sure if we'd be able to have it. I think that's the way a lot of people feel right now with fundraising events. It's a little bit like, can we move forward? Can we not move forward? So we kind of planned it a little bit last minute. But it would have been really fun to see, go national.
That would be fantastic. And especially,
we did have people in North Carolina signing up, friends and family. So
do you think that when we can do the race live again, that you'll do a virtual and a live event?
Interestingly, probably. Yeah. Why not? So that anybody could participate. I like it.
So definitely, we'll look to talking about that on our Facebook page and helping to spread awareness.
Thank you.
How has that affected the children and families facing a cancer diagnosis?
That's something that we've put a lot of thought in, obviously, because facing a child that's sick with cancer is an incredibly difficult journey as it is. Like, we went through it with Maggie 4 years ago. And 4 years ago at this time, we were told that her cancer was terminal and that there was nothing they could do. But thinking back to that time, we had a lot of family and friends supporting us. People would come over with meals and help us. So we weren't isolated. But during the pandemic, having not only a financial burden, added financial burdens because so many people lost jobs and wages, but you also have the burden of being so isolated in the hospital, only allowed one visitor, if that, for helping your children through these, chemo treatments and radiation and surgery. So it's really hit home how difficult it must be right now for families facing a child who's sick.
So we're just about getting to the end of our segment, and I wanted to just make sure, can you please tell our listeners how they can find out more about what you're doing and the services that you're offering, how they can donate for helping the cause for more research for pediatric cancers?
Yeah, they can visit our website at maggiesmission.org and learn more about us and see exactly where their money goes. We are a volunteer-based organization, so the money that we raise goes back into, you know, exactly doing what we say we're going to do. So they can also like our Instagram page, which is at Maggie's Mission, our Facebook page. It can create one way that we found that was great fundraising for us was creating birthday fundraisers on Facebook.
Oh, fantastic.
So they've been super, super helpful. So if anybody wants to do that, they can donate their birthday and raise money on Facebook for us.
Well, we're just about at the end of our time, and I would like to have you back again, certainly, and wishing you much success, hoping that we can spread some light on that race for you. And again, thanks for being a part of 100 Women Who Care About Long Island.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.